This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The exploration of what's going on in the world conversationally. This is the DJV show. I'm Doug Steffen. You may not recognize my handsome voice because it's hiding behind the creepy crawly creature in my throat. Jennifer Horn is here. She sounds fab, as does Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. We are on your side at the controls of the thought process that goes on when people say, huh, to stories. Well, these are a couple of things from the Bad Vlad page. First one, Theresa May calling out Bad Vlad, accusing him of meddling in elections and committing cyber espionage. She was talking in London.
Anybody feel like we're in a bad Scooby-Doo movie all the time? Like, it's just going on way too long with all the talk of meddling.
Yeah.
When was the last time we've heard that word other than in a Scooby-Doo flick?
Yeah. Meddling.
Yeah.
Well,
Spain's the latest one now.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly. The Spanish government says that the Russians and the Venezuelan group that promoted the independence and, what is it, Catalonia.
Catalonia,
right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So this is an island, isn't it, off the coast of Spain?
No, it's a region of Spain.
Oh, I thought it was off the coast for some reason. Oh, you know what I'm confusing it with the island off the coast of Italy, which is Catalonia. Catalonia? What's the island with all that?
You were there. I don't know.
No, but I was in southern Italy. I was in northern Italy. Anyway, not important to the story. So the Russians have said no. Didn't they say, because Trump asked him, and he denied it. Putin said, no, we wouldn't do anything like that. So what more proof do we need? Putin said no. Come on.
So trustworthy.
Yeah. What's the big deal here? All right, so what's
your take? How could you not believe a guy with a smile like that?
All right, exactly. Looks so handsome on a horse. So, Jennifer, your take on this? You always have a very interesting take on puking Putin.
You know, I think that he and his country like to screw around with people's political system. And I don't think it's because he wants an outcome of any kind, but I think that he wants the country to be in turmoil and look at what's going on with our country. I don't know that buying some Facebook ads and doing things, it's just a hint of the fact that he tried to meddle, if we were going to use that word, in our election in 2016. It set the political world on fire and created even more division in what was already a very divisive political landscape. So mission accomplished for Putin, because we'd all rather somehow he escapes. I mean, obviously people are scrutinizing his practices, but
like
he escapes while the rest of us sit and throw mud at each other.
Yeah, he's got Teflon. Remember what they used to say about, was it Ronald Reagan and then Clinton? I think both were supposedly the Teflon dons are darlings of our political, and he's the same political.
I've never seen a country where we've taken out a special counsel to try to find proof of Russian collusion with the campaign, and then the other party that's not getting that's the subject of the investigation then wants to go after the party who initiated it, because it's all political and it's all a waste of taxpayer money, and it really has nothing that will come out of it that is positive for our nation at the end of the day. But it's all about political mudslinging, and there's really no, it's all about people saying they want to seek truth, but that's not happening. Nobody's seeking truth. They want to seek the gotcha that will get Hillary or it'll get Donald, and that's just how it goes. And
right.
It's too bad. It's too bad we're there.
So let's go to the next gotcha sort of reality. Rand Paul said there was no justification. He was interviewed, I think, a day or two ago after he'd been in the hospital for 10 days, had six ribs broken. He had to struggle to breathe and to talk, and he said, quote, from my perspective, I'm not really too concerned about what someone's motive is. I'm just concerned that I was attacked from the back and somebody broke my ribs and gave me a damaged lung. Now I have trouble speaking and breathing, and I've been hurting for a couple of weeks. So What happened? Is anybody getting to the bottom of this? I've heard all kinds of speculative stuff, one way or another, about this guy's relationship to the doctor, the gated community. Does anybody know any more than they did the day after this thing happened? Any? I haven't seen anything.
I haven't heard anything new. No. The guy pleaded not guilty, right?
Yeah.
He pleaded not guilty, and it was supposed to be about leaves, but then a lot of the neighbors who said, well, yeah, they've had this long-standing dispute about leaves, other neighbors have said no. Rand Paul is a meticulous groundsman. I guess there's no real issue here that it was maybe politically motivated. This guy had a Facebook page that had a lot of anti-Trump stuff on it, and it was taken down suspiciously, I guess, right after the attack. So, I don't know. I mean,
what does that lead you to believe? Who took it down?
I think. I'm suggesting that the neighbor himself, Rene Boucher, took it down. I think it seems unlikely that someone would attack someone from behind. I mean, sure, we all get into maybe some sparring matches with our neighbors verbally, but I think it's highly unlikely that you're so ticked about grass clippings that you go up and attack a guy to the point that his ribs are broken, six of them. I mean, he could have killed him. If those ribs had lodged into something, very lucky that Rand Paul
punctured both of his lungs. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Right. Yep.
Well, I mean, this guy's an anesthesiologist. I can't imagine that his career isn't over. I mean, who wants that? This kind of a hothead, you know, with literally controlling your life or death situation in surgery.
Yeah.
And what other surgeon would want to work with him? I mean, if this is kind of like a hair trigger response, and this is what you do to your neighbor, well, I mean, it's crazy. He's obviously got some, I don't know, mental imbalance or something.
All right. Speaking of careers being over. The story of this Texas assistant district attorney. Remember, she was it last Friday, Jody Warner lost it when her driver asked her to get out of the car. She was drunk and apparently really being very, and he recorded it, pretty outrageous when it came to him. She used all kinds of just really gross analogies to the ride, and anyway, I thought it was very interesting because she was a political figure of sorts, and we're always taken back. If this happens to a guy or some drunk guy gets into a cab, we don't think about it. But when a woman gets into a cab and she's this drunk, it gets a lot of attention. Is that sexist?
I don't know that that's necessarily true either. I feel like if a male politician got in the back of a car and was super drunk and said a lot of mean stuff, that we would pay attention to that.
Oh, well, yeah. I'm suggesting the opposite, Kara, that maybe I didn't say it right, that under the circumstances, do these things happen equally? I don't remember, I mean, I remember reading about these things, but I don't remember there being quite as much focus on it, and maybe it's because this woman is a politician, or I guess the assistant district attorney would be a politician, right? She got fired, and she says her career is over. So what leads maybe the better question here in a universal sense is, why do people so lose control of themselves to the extent that they do something stupid like this, especially someone who's in the public eye?
I don't know. I guess she must have had a bad day or something, because most people I know, like, there are plenty of people who get drunk and get a, you know, ride in an Uber or something from them and, you know, just take a little nap or hang out with friends or, like, sit there looking at their phone. Like, most people don't have outbursts like this. So I don't really know. I don't think it's the drinking that causes that. I think it's, I don't know, people are already crazy or having a bad day or looking for a reason to quit their job in the first place.
What's that song?
Like that.
And you've had a bad day, but...
Yeah, I guess.
All right, here's a guy who's having a bad day. A sick death row inmate set to die by lethal injection this week has had a special pillow made to help him breathe as they kill him. Oh. The report on Alva Campbell, who's going to be executed at the Southern Ohio Correctional Facility for the murder of a Columbus teenager 20 years ago. He suffers from chronic obstructive pulmonary disorder. He's been smoking 4, 5, 6 packs a day.
So why don't they just, why spend all the money?
I know, I agree with you. These guys are dying.
Smoke 5 packs a day? I mean, that's a lot of cigarettes. You're just smoking from start to finish.
Yeah, he's lighting one off of the other.
Why don't you just let him, I mean, if he's going to die anyway, let him die a more painful death of lung cancer.
There's no common sense. Thank you, Victoria. He doesn't, they can't find any veins in this guy because he doesn't have any. So he's about ready to die anyway. So why waste the time and the money? He's been sitting rotting in jail for 20 years. Does anybody think any of this makes any sense?
No.
It's just, you know, he's in a wheelchair. They're wheeling him in to the execution room in a wheelchair. And, I mean, what they should have done to him is what he did to the kid. He shot this teenager in the head in the trunk of his own car, and he got the death penalty for that. That's what they should have done with him. They just shoot him in the head 20 years ago. Does that sound too harsh?
Well, you're asking the wrong person.
I don't like the death penalty.
Other two ladies.
I'm not a death penalty person, but in some circumstances, it really begs. This kind of stuff screams for something other than what has been done.
Yeah. I was never a death penalty person, but I always tell the story about my friend who lost her grandparents to the Night Stalker, Richard Ramirez, and for her, it was something that she needed to have happen to get closure. And, you know, in that case, what do you say? If it brings closure to the victims to have these people dispatched from the planet, well then...
Geico presents unhelpful home improvement how-tos.
Overhanging trees present a real danger. During high winds, falling branches can damage roofs and windows. So today, I'll show you how to protect your home by wrapping it in bubble packaging. All you need is a staple gun and 142,000 feet of bubble packaging. Let's get started.
You could try to protect your home with bubble packaging, or you could get covered for personal property damage through the Geico Insurance Agency. Call Geico and see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
If you could get rewarded for sleeping, would you? What about for sitting on a bench, looking out at the ocean? Or for sitting in a comfy chair, watching football on TV? Guess what? That third dream job is real thanks to Buffalo Wild Wings. You can come in, watch football, and earn points with blazing rewards just for being there. That's right. You're a professional football fan now. Brag about it to all your friends. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings. Beer. Sports.
Terms and conditions apply. Must be a Blazing Rewards member. To join in for details, visit BlazingRewards.com or download the Blazing Rewards app.
This is Doug Steffen with a very special offer from MyPillow. MyPillow bringing back their best offer ever here in this circumstance. One pillow you pay for, one you get free. So if you have a tough time at night tossing and turning around in the bed and up and down sideways, stuffing and piling that pillow, trying to get your neck and your head straight, forget about it. The patented adjustable fill inside every MyPillow stays cool and in place all night. So your head and neck have the support like you can get with no other pillow. You'll fall off faster, stay asleep longer, wake up refreshed like never before. And just now for the holidays, you buy one premium MyPillow at the regular price, get a second one as a gift for somebody you love, free. Hurry, there's no way this offer can last. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV. Pay for one, get two. At MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. That's MyPillow.com, code DJV.
77 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent
fine handcrafted cigars,
conceived in liberty and dedicated to
locally hand-roasted gourmet coffee
that all men are created
to enjoy hand-cast and finished collectibles from Getty's gear. Give the gift of great gear, celebrating the spirit of Gettysburg. Visit us today at gettysgear.com. That's gettysgear.com.
Give joy, get joy this weekend at Kohl's Friends and Family Sale. Be ready for Thanksgiving and get an extra 20% off. With an extra 20% off, cook the ultimate feast with a Food Network Dutch oven or roaster for $31.99. Throw pillows for a festive home are $14.39. And plush Sonoma Goods for Life towels for all your guests are just $7.19. This weekend at Kohl's Friends and Family Sale. Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. Celeste Styles, 20% offer valid November 17th to 19th with promo code FFAMILY20. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If some high-pressure salesperson twisted your arm into buying a timeshare, it's not your fault. Whether you bought decades ago or days ago, I bet that salesperson didn't mention your timeshare could cost you twice as much as a regular vacation, or that you'd never be able to use it when you wanted, or that your fees could shoot up every year. They misled you, and that's not fair. That's why we're here, to get your timeshare company to free you from your unwanted timeshare. Get the free information you need at 1-800-783-2959. We're the Timeshare Exit Attorneys, America's number one timeshare exit service run by real attorneys, not sales companies or middlemen. It was a salesperson who got you into this mess. Don't rely on a salesperson to get you out. We've got a 100% service guarantee, and our team has already helped thousands of people get out of unwanted timeshares. For free information, call 1-800-783-2959. That's 1-800-783-2959, 1-800-783-2959.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Time to think a little about some music, so let's focus first on Miss Shakira. Is that Ms. Shakira? Or just Shakira?
Mrs. Shakira now.
Oh, she's married? Who's she married to?
To a really hot soccer player.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that a little envy in your voice there, Kara?
Wow.
Just a little bit.
She has postponed her...
I tried to set Kara up yesterday.
You did?
She did. She called me in the middle of the afternoon with one of her coworkers and, tried to set me up on a date cross country.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that before or after you talked to me, Jennifer?
It was before. Really? And it was actually because we were having a few technical problems, but I thought, hey, why not kill two birds with one stone?
It's not the guy who vapes all over your office, is it?
Oh, yeah, of course it is.
Oh, man. Carol already doesn't like him.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. I want to know who it is because I know the people that...
You know Matt. Matt.
Yeah. Matt needs a haircut.
Oh, he's got one. He looks sharp.
Nah. Usually when I see him, though, it's 2 o'clock in the morning, he's not looking too sharp.
No,
well, to be fair, neither am I, so I guess
that's
a match.
I will tell you
they work the same hours, though. That sounds like a match.
He's actually a good kid. I quite like him. He's a good, he's a very thoughtful young gentleman who works. What, you don't think he's thoughtful?
No, I do.
He's always very helpful, very nice to me. Very nice. But he realizes I'm a star. Maybe that's why he's...
That's, I'm sure
we can't get Kara. Shakira's hot soccer player husband, then maybe we'll have to go back to the drawing board.
Yeah. All right, so meanwhile, back at Shakira, postponing her world tour till 2018 because of a vocal hemorrhage. Oh, I don't have that same thing happen to me later on. The announcement comes just a week after she canceled a couple of concerts because her vocal cords needed a rest. She tweeted, quote, "For the last 5 months, I've been wholly dedicated to preparing my El Dorado World Tour. However, these past few days, just before my first concerts, have been they've been the hardest of my career. Toward the end of October, in the home stretch of my rehearsals, I felt a strange hoarseness that impeded my singing. The doctors, upon examination, detected that I had suffered a hemorrhage on my right vocal cord." Good God. "I went into vocal rest, but unfortunately the hemorrhage doesn't appear to have reabsorbed, and my nightmare continues," she writes. And she apologized to her team. She's got 60 people that work on all of this stuff. Yeah, that's one of the things people don't understand, how
all
when you go on tour
people
like this, all of the people behind the scenes that are working on these things. Wow. She apologized to her fans, said, quote,
I hope to overcome this difficult trial and return to the stage as soon as possible. And once again, hear your voices singing along with mine. So, don't we think she's okay, isn't she? She's not like kind of off the charts.
No,
egomaniac.
She's not as popular in the U.S. as she is everywhere else in the world. But her popularity is unbelievable. Yeah.
And how old is she? 20? You tell me, 24, 25?
No, she's older than that. I would say late 20s, maybe early 30s. Yeah, she's a bit older.
No. Really?
I think so. She's been around for quite a while, so unless she started when she was like 16 or something. I thought she was already in her 20s when she started. I don't know. Somebody Google it.
All right, meanwhile, while you're doing that, let's move on to Train. Move the train down the tracks just in time.
She's 40.
She is?
Yeah,
she's 40. Great.
Yeah. Wow.
All right, so Train lead singer Pat Monahan.
2 months to look just as good.
has announced the drop of Juniper wine. Follow-up to his previous California-sourced range of Save Me wines from the San Francisco Wine Company. He's teamed with the winemaker James Foster. You know him, Jennifer?
I don't know.
You know all about wine people. $20 portfolio of wines. So that means that $20 a bottle, or you can buy a bunch of bottles for $20.
I would imagine $20 a bottle sounds about right.
Yeah. Cabernet Sauvignon from the heart of Australia. Pinot Noir. Is that how you pronounce that? Pinot Noir?
Cabernet Sauvignon and Pinot Noir, sure.
From the San Benito area. Sauvignon Blanc from New Zealand.
Sauvignon Blanc.
Getting worse.
So should I just stop while I'm not ahead?
No, I like it. It's good.
Yeah, you like the wine or you like my mispronunciation?
Your pronunciation, yeah.
Right. 28 after the hour. This is Doug Steffen with a focus on Vivint Smart Home. This is the number one smart home services provider in America. It wants to make your home smarter and your life easier. And wow, doorbell cameras, security cameras, smart thermostats, door and window sensors, smoke detectors. There's all of this and more connected through a unified network with centralized control. Vivint Systems. Simple, intuitive, and something that you need if you want to make things easier in your home. What a great idea to give somebody that you care about that may be home alone a Vivint system. How about that for a Christmas idea? Automatic climate control, optimum comfort. You can speak to the person at the front door with a Vivint system. You can open the door. Call 855-718-6167 to get all the benefits. Vivint Home Systems, 855-718-6167.
I'm back. That little voice inside your head. We both know going to Office Depot Office Max for 50% off print services is super smart. And your biz could use an Epson printer for $70 off. Now $79.99 plus 50% off signs and banners. Oh, you deserve this. So let's go. Office Depot Office Max. Taking care of business. Offers end 11/18. Limit 1. Get 50% off coupon in store or visit officedepot.com/save.
GEICO presents eyewitness interviews with inanimate objects.
This is Belinda Collins, live on the scene of a recent kitchen fire. Here to describe the event, a refrigerator.
I was just chilling, keeping some lettuce and dairy products cold, when the toaster starts shooting sparks. Next thing I know, he lit a cabinet on fire.
Did you try and stop the flames?
I'm a refrigerator, not a fireman.
Your refrigerator can't help with a kitchen fire, but the GEICO Insurance Agency can help you get covered for personal property damage. Go to geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma, your path to wellness begins here.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Four after the hour now. This is the DJV Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here, thankfully. Victoria Keevan is here, thankfully. Kara Schillen is here, thankfully. Because my voice is not as strong, but my brain works overtime when my mouth doesn't work as well as my as it's supposed to. Sometimes I don't always put my brain into gear before I put my mouth into motion. And when I'm feeling like I do right now, though, I think more about how to present things of interest and importance. So, with that in mind, I was actually thinking about this as we talked sports. And the only reason I'm bringing it up is not because I have any real great interest in sports talk radio. Mike Francesa, who's been the afternoon host of a program in New York City, I'm sure that your husband listens to him with abandon because he's the big kahuna in New York on WFAN. Mm-hmm. He's retiring. I don't think he's going to retire. As a matter of fact, I think he's going to work for the same company that your husband's working for doing a podcast. I think that's where he's going. There may be a little juice there. But the point isn't what he's doing. The point is that they have replaced him with three people. And they're making a big deal out of it because one of them is a woman. And so I wanted to probe with each one of you why it is that people get so excited about women who are sports reporters or who are just interested in sports. It has always interested me. This fun, I think it was 20, 25 years ago when the first woman sort of got into this, and it was here in Boston, matter of fact. And then it's just spread. But why is it that people are so... Is it because there's a sexual connotation that women are not supposed to be involved in sports, not supposed to know anything about sports? What is the fascination and why? I think it's sexist, frankly, to figure that a guy would know more about sports than a woman. Am I right or not?
Well, I think it's possible that women can know more than guys. I just think that it's usually traditionally a male-dominated field, and a lot of that has to do...
Aren't we breaking down all these traditions?
Well, yeah, but I think a lot of it had to do with the fact that women weren't allowed in the locker room for a long time. They didn't have the access that other men would have in delivering the stories about the whatever sport they were covering.
Well, because you see your husband working in this field every day, Victoria, mm-hmm. you have any interest? Have you ever had any interest in doing sports on the radio or in some public way?
You know, it's funny. Since we've been together, he has constantly told me that I should do sports.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I mean, I've always been kind of conflicted about it because while I do enjoy being a casual fan of, you know, hockey and football, and I'm not really that into baseball or basketball, but I also have respect for the game and for the broadcasters and for the fans.
Yeah.
And so I don't, you know, there are a lot of girls that I see on these, you know, various shows, not so much in radio. Radio is not really where I have an issue with, but like a lot of girls on TV, you know, they're like the kind of bubblegum sideline reporters, and they're just there to like wear a cute outfit. And you know that they don't really know a whole lot, or they just don't come across as that knowledgeable.
Wow.
And that's part of the problem because men see right through that. And, you know, it's kind of like an insult to the game and to other reporters who are actually really good and really know their stuff. So I never wanted to be one of those girls. So I guess
one of my dreams as growing up was to be like a play-by-play person for hockey. I used to want to do that desperately. And
you'd be the first, right?
Well, you know what? There have been a couple who have done color. I don't know if they've been the actual play-by-play person, but like Cammy Granato is one that I can think of. But yeah, you're right. There aren't very many, that's for sure, that have actually been able to do play-by-play in any sport. I mean, think about baseball or football.
Yep.
I mean, and there's no reason for that other than there's just been a glass ceiling for women in that field.
Yeah.
I just thought it was interesting to see the hoopla that's being made over this, as that's a big... That radio station may have the best ratings in the city. Sports talk is really fantastically popular. There's two sports stations in Boston, and they're always vying back and forth with one another for the one or two position in the ratings. And because they're all being sold this week, there was a big fight. Okay, which one of the stations are we going to keep, and where's the other one going to go? And you know, that kind of stuff. Boston is fanatical. But as I say that, I don't think there are any women on either one of the stations, frankly. So I don't think that would
I don't think so.
But in a way, purely as a ratings booster, men, well, you just said, I think what I heard you say, Jennifer, was that men don't think women in it have credibility, but they can prove their credibility with their knowledge, can't they? If you sound, I mean, what you just described.
And there are some, yeah.
Like, what Jennifer just described sounded more like or as much like Fox News as it did whether to do the sports stuff. Because all those blonde bimbos that were on Fox for years that didn't know anything about anything, they were just sitting there with their legs crossed and, you know, pump up bras, and that was it. They didn't have to know anything. They just sit there and smile, and people wanted to watch it. Ailes was brilliant when it came to that kind of stuff. But sooner or later, you know, you see through all of that, and it sort of doesn't last.
You know, and it's, but, right, and part of the other problem is that when there are a few women who are good, like Pam Oliver kind of springs to mind as a sideline reporter. I've watched her for years, and I think she was great. And she got replaced with Erin Andrews because, and Erin Andrews can't even hold a candle to Pam Oliver, in my opinion. So, I mean, Pam Oliver basically said, I got too old, and they replaced me. So it's like, you can be really good at what you do as a female sports reporter, but then you still have, like, you know, the age thing up against you. And right, it doesn't happen for men.
Let's go one step.
People don't take you seriously.
All right.
I think in Pam Oliver's case, though, I think people did.
They did.
Yeah, it's because she was good at what she did, and then, you know, she aged out, and then they replaced her with a younger model.
Can we go one step further with this and talk about women who are comics, comedians,
mm-hmm.
and how people look at them, and I use a couple of the current, what's her face? The one that's... it's vulgar.
Amy Schumer.
But there are others. Every once in a while I stop on the Comedy Channel just to see what's there. And it's not, especially if there's a woman there, because I want to, you know, most of the people that are on these shows aren't funny to begin with.
What, and how people react to vulgar female comedians versus male comedians?
Yeah, or why do women, why does anybody, I guess maybe that's the question, Karen, maybe you bring up the bigger question. Why do people have to be vulgar or think they have to be vulgar in order to be funny? Johnny Carson was funny. I remember seeing Johnny Carson performing when I was in college in Cleveland. He was hysterical and never used any, maybe this is ageism.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. According to a Bank of America survey, 57% of Americans who travel during the holiday season reported a stressful experience. Jason Gaughan, Bank of America executive.
Thanksgiving kicks off the busy holiday travel season, which often means crowded airports and traffic delays. While many of these stresses feel unavoidable, there are simple ways to lessen their impact. For example, take flights early in the morning and pack a carry-on bag, which can help you save time and alleviate costs and stress. Also, consider using a flexible travel rewards card. With the Bank of America Travel Rewards credit card, you can earn points, not miles, that can be redeemed on a variety of travel purchases, including hotels, baggage fees, as well as airfare. Best of all, there are no blackout dates and points don't expire, which could help remove stress from your future travel.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/travelconnected.
Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles, and my knees especially are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours just for the asking. 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store. Just pay shipping. Dial now. 800-355-1493. Your joints will thank you. Question time. Are you hiring? You know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job to one place isn't enough to find the best candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the job sites, and now you can do it. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 200-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. You can quickly screen the candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by Fortune 500 companies and thousands of small and medium-sized businesses. Right now, you can post your job on ZipRecruiter free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. JV, one more time. To post free your jobs, go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
Staples knows you can't afford to have your business slow down over the holidays. New customers aren't delivered down your chimney. You won't find new accounts in your stocking. No, just because it's the holidays doesn't mean you can stop marketing your company. So promote your business with eye-catching print materials, like presentations, brochures, postcards, and promotional products from Staples. And now save 20% off print and marketing services orders of $50 or more. Sounds like you got at least one thing on your holiday list. Staples. It's pro time. Exclusions apply. Ends 12/2/17.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Well, what do we have here? America Recycles Day, and we're going to celebrate that with a focus on blue jeans. Blue jeans going green, in fact, if you want to have a play on words. Andrea Samber is here, co-director of the Strategic Alliances. The cotton folks have put forth... Sort of an effort, consumer effort, to have us understand how we can reuse these. What do we not know? Andrea, hi, welcome. What do we not know as consumers about all of the, maybe we'll start with jeans, but clothing in general? What happens to clothing, used clothing? My friend was cleaning out her closets and giving a lot of the stuff away that she had in her closet, but I wonder if there's a more universal way. And maybe because today is America Recycles Day, we can get people focused on what to do with the old so that they can bring in the new, right?
That's right. Good morning, Doug. I'm happy to talk to you about it. Cotton Incorporated has been running this recycling program since 2006 because the average U.S. American has seven pairs of jeans in their closet and seven pieces of denim.
All right, let's go around the room. Hold on just a second. I want to find out, Victoria, how many pairs of jeans do you have?
Oh, geez. I'd say in the current rotation, probably six.
Okay. Kara, how many have you got?
I probably have 10, but only like three or four pairs that I wear on a regular basis.
Right. You'd be surprised to know I have at least a dozen. I may have 15.
Wow.
Pairs of jeans. All right. So, and mine, some of them stick around longer than they probably should, Andrea. So what should I do with them?
Well, once they're no longer something you want to wear or should wear or can wear, the Blue Jeans Go Green program really is an interesting and unique way of recycling. It basically takes the old denim and gives it a new life as ultra-touch denim insulation, which diverts textile waste from landfills. And ultimately, this insulation is provided to communities across the U.S. for building efforts.
So insulation, like the insulation you put in your house?
You are correct. It's post-consumer recycled denim that makes this building insulation. It comes from natural cotton fiber. It looks blue. You can see little bits and pieces of the denim in there, but it's an alternative to the pink stuff that we know from the old days. And it does. It entirely comes from recycled denim from consumers across the U.S.
So, you know, it shocks me that over 600 tons of this stuff has been saved from landfills. This is very significant. In fact, when you think about it, this, I don't. Who would have thunk it?
That's right. Since 2006, we've had over 1.7 million pieces of denim contributed to recycling through Blue Jeans Go Green, and that, as you said, has contributed to diverting textile waste, over 600 tons of textile waste from landfills, which is fantastic. And I think the idea of giving consumers something to feel really good about, that their denim has sort of a new home, pun intended, as building insulation, helping build homes with Habitat for Humanity. We provide the insulation to various affiliates across the country. We provide the insulation to civic-minded buildings like hospitals and museums and battered women's shelters. So it's a really unique program and a good way to it gives people a good feeling about doing something new with their old
cotton. Cotton is safe. Cotton is natural. It's good for the environment. Nobody's going to be hurt by having this used for insulation. In fact, it's a brilliant idea. So those of you who have extra blue jeans around like I do, don't make any difference how old they are, how new they are, male or female, go to bluejeansgogreen.org. That's bluejeansgogreen.org and take advantage of this opportunity to do something really good with those old jeans. Thanks for telling us the story, Andrea. Good to have you here. Andrea Samber at 10 before the hour on the DJV Show.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Now it's 53 past the hour, time for our weekly visit with Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show. In fact, actually, well, Warren's on this program every day. He has fabulous tips that will help you in training, help you take care of your dog, your cat, understanding what it is that you need in terms of attitude adjustments to let your dog or cat know that they're really in charge. All of those things Warren helps you with. He's got a great weekend show. It's called The Pet Show, interestingly enough. You can catch it on radio stations all around the country. Go to petshow.com or on eckstein.com. People don't know how to spell your last name. It's E-C-K-S-T-E-I-N. For those of you who don't know how to spell it, now you do. There'll be a quiz on this, by the way, later on. Meanwhile, focus on a bunch of dogs that were rescued from a breeder. You won't believe this story. And what do you do if your dog has gas? Right after this.
This report is brought to you by Herbalife. Year after year, the National Institute of Health reports, the average American gains about a pound around the holiday season. It may not seem like much, but over the course of a lifetime, around a pound a year can really add up. According to Dr. John Agwunobi, former Assistant Secretary of Health for the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and Chief Health and Nutrition Officer for Herbalife Nutrition, creating opportunities to eat healthy foods during the holidays and limiting candy, sugar-sweetened beverages, and fast food can go a long way to living a healthier and happier life. So, to help satisfy sweet tooth cravings with a tasty, nutritious snack option, this holiday season, Herbalife Nutrition introduced Protein Bites, fun-sized, on-the-go treats with 4 grams of protein and no artificial sweeteners. Remember, the holiday season doesn't have to be a detriment to your health goals. With some simple planning and healthy snacks, you can enjoy the holidays and stay on track for the new year. For more information, visit www.herbalife.com.
Ow. Yep, you guessed it. I'm a speed bump, so I've got one job. I slow you down. So imagine how I feel about Geico, who does way more. Like, not only could they save you money on car insurance, but they've been around for over 75 years, giving people fast and friendly claim service. Ow. Plus, they got a nifty mobile app that gives you 24/7 access. Ow. Just doing my job, buddy.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
56 past the hour. Okay, so Warren, these bulldogs, dozens of them, up for adoption after being rescued this week from a breeder in Westminster, California, which I believe is in Orange County. You're close to that. How in the world did this guy get away with this for as long as he did?
It's amazing to me, Doug, how this continues to go on, not only here in California, but all over the country. In Pennsylvania, the Amish are breeding these dogs. It's these puppy mills. What they do, and especially they sell a lot of them on Craigslist. These people do is they'll get a couple of puppies, don't care what they are, breed them. Some of the dogs coming out, and I saw some photos last night, you can tell that some of the bulldogs and the French bulldogs that were rescued, because their teats were so big, must have been bred at least 10, 15, maybe even more than that. They were all kept in wire cages in a small garage, and hopefully they have been rescued. There's a lot of medical bills. Hopefully they'll find out. But here's the bottom line. The way to stop this is if people would just stop buying dogs. If they would stop, in other words, if you want to get a dog from a breeder, a reputable breeder, you really need to check them out like you would check out a pediatrician for your kid. The bottom line is, why not go to a shelter and adopt a dog? Why not adopt one of these bulldogs that needs a home? Bottom line is, this cruelty goes on, and as long as people buy dogs on Craigslist or go into a pet store to buy a dog from a puppy mill, you're going to find people like this to make money. It's that simple.
Here's one of these neglected dogs that is recovering after his leg fell off because it was maggot infested.
Unbelievable story. And I don't even know that. And yet, you know what's going to happen? The guy will probably get a slap on the wrist, maybe 6 months in jail and $1,000. For me, he should get the guillotine.
All right, so if you want to help out, go to wagspetadoption.org. WAGS is Westminster Adoption Group and Services. It's WAGS Pet Adoption, one word, wagspetadoption.org. You may be able to help out. I'm going to look at it myself, frankly. All right, what do we do if our dog or cat, cats would never admit to having gas anyway, right? Even if they're addicts.
Cats are tiny, so, a little cat gas isn't going to take over like a Great Dane, But a lot of people joke about it. We all joke about it. Blame it on the dog. The dog is gassy. You can clear the room. The paper's coming off the walls because of the dog. The bottom line is a gassy dog can be more than just an inconvenience. It could be a problem. So a small amount of gas, stomach gurgling or flatulence is normal. But very often, it's not normal. It's frequent, and it's a real important thing to get your dog or your cat to the vet. And I'll tell you why. Generally speaking, excessive gas is due to a bad diet. Does that mean you're feeding your dog bad? It may not. It may just mean that you're not feeding it the right food. By the way, let me just throw this in there. Certain breeds, like with the Pushed-In Faces, Boston Terriers, Boxers, Bulldogs, and Pugs, more apt to get flatulence than other dogs because they're pushed in face. And one more thing, if your dog is gassy, try raising his food about the height of a shoebox off the ground. Sometimes if it's down on the ground, it's sucking too much gas.
Right. Feed him off the ground, not on the ground or on the floor. That's right. I remember that, learning that. Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show here on DHDJB.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.